It's been almost a week since Oklahoma experienced the strongest earthquake in its history, a 5.8 magnitude quake on Saturday. Scientists are pointing fingers at the state's energy industry, saying the high pressure injection of oil and gas wastewater deep underground is to blame for the thousands of quakes Oklahoma's experienced in recent years. But does a big one like Saturday's change public opinion about drilling? Joe Wirtz is a reporter for State Impact Oklahoma. He joins us from KOSU in Oklahoma City. And Joe, many days after the quake, how are residents there feeling?
Well, residents near the shaking, especially right in the area that that was struck with the earthquake, are on edge and anxious. A lot of them are still cleaning up the mess and starting to get a bigger picture of what real damage was done. Folks like Mona Denny, who live right near the epicenter of the quake, sustained quite a bit of damage.
The shaking was unreal. I've never been through anything like this ever. Everybody's okay. I've got lots of help. Phone calls been going like crazy. So it's good. It's good. God's good.
So the Denny's live in a mobile home right near the shaking, and the home actually shifted off the foundation, crumbled a couple of the pier blocks holding up their house. It also moved the whole house off the sewer line. So when I went out there the day of the earthquake, they were rushing around trying to make a makeshift repair to their sewer line so they could actually use and live inside the house. Went back there a couple days later and talked to some other folks. Gayla Schoen lives a few miles away. She wasn't actually home for the shaking, but she came back and found damage to her fireplace and to her chimney. And the talk around here is really about the cause. And some people like Mrs. Schoen don't quite believe what the scientists are saying.
I am not convinced that the disposal wells have anything to do with what is happening right now. There has not been any drilling going on for the last 2 years. There's not been any pumping going into the ground.
But as you say, Joe, the scientists are not with her on that. There has been drilling there, right?
There certainly has been drilling, and there has been pumping. She's right in that it hasn't been as much. And that's really a big question up until now scientists and regulators have been grappling with. The price of oil has been low. That means the activity has been a lot more diminished than it has been in the past. So, you know, what does that mean? Scientists don't know, for example, if once these earthquakes have been triggered, if there's anything they can do to stop them. And scientists are overwhelmingly convinced that these disposal wells, which the oil industry just pumps full of this waste fluid, especially here in Oklahoma, there's a lot of water that comes out of the ground with the oil and gas, and it's a briny, toxic water, and you don't want it anywhere near the surface, anywhere near the drinking water. So they pump it back in underground. And really, you know, we're up to more than a dozen peer-reviewed scientific papers now that make the link between these wells and the earthquakes. So she's at odds with what an overwhelming amount of science says.
And what about for the people of Oklahoma in general? Does this feel like a turning point where, you know, even after so many thousands of tiny earthquakes over the last few years as the energy production has really picked up, that this one was so much bigger and so much more of a problem that people will turn against the energy industry?
I don't know if it'll be as much of enough of a turning point to make people turn against the energy industry, but I do think this is the type of earthquake that scientists have predicted we could have, because we've already had one about this size. So this is sort of a realistic worst case scenario in that this is what scientists have said could be coming. I have noticed in covering this story for 3 years a shift in the average Oklahoman's perception of what the cause is and the acceptance of one of the primary economic drivers being responsible. I think people have been more accepting of the science on this. I would expect an earthquake of this magnitude to shift those even further. It's also important to note that oil and gas regulators here have been slowly at first, but now more rapidly issuing these orders to tell these companies to stop using these wells or to slow down the amount of fluid they're pumping into it. I think it will have a change not only in the people, but in the politics in the regulatory process out here as well.
Well, do people in the industry expect a lot of new regulations now as a result of what has happened here that could really change the way they do business and reduce it?
Sure. We're seeing some pushback from the industry. They're worried. They need these disposal wells. I mean, it's key to producing oil and gas in a lot of states, and especially Oklahoma. You have to do something with this produced water. It's just part of it. So you can't produce the oil and gas without finding a way to get rid of this water. Right now, this is the government-approved, economically viable way to dispose of the waste. And, you know, there hasn't been a huge legislative push to make changes, but that's growing. It may be growing slowly, but I think we will see some response.
That's Joe Wirtz, who's a reporter for State Impact Oklahoma, joining us from Oklahoma City. Joe, thanks.
Thank you.